Shut up and listen to survivors. You were not there when I was 11 years old and a friend forced me to give him oral sex. You were not there when I was choking and crying. You were not there when he forced himself on top of me and did not care that I was crying. You were not there when he threatened to kill me and my family if I told. You were not there when I was told, just forget about it and move on. You were not there when two men raped me in the dorm room at University of Cincinnati. You were not there when a police officer looked right at me and told me that I deserved what they did because I was drinking, underage, and the two men had every right to rape me. You were not there when I went upstairs and wanted to jump off the building, but the stairs were blocked with a locked gate. You were not there when I broke down and sobbed and sobbed. You were not there when everything I ate was vomited back up. You were not there when a friend took me in the bathroom and raped me. You were not there when my friend looked right at me and told me that her friend would never do a thing like that. You were not there when I fell apart and started drinking more and more because I wanted the pain to stop. You were not there on the day when he forced himself on top of me. You were not there the night when he waited for me to pass out from drinking too much. You were not there when he took what I did not consent to. You were not there when I had a rape kit done and the stupid male officer forgot to cut the hairs and had to come back to cut the hairs. You were not there when I talked to the police. You were not there when I was told that it was my fault by my chain of command. You were not there when the chain of command had a safety stand down and I could not sit in the room because it was very triggering. I kept getting up and going out in the hallway. Then a chief followed me and told me that I had to sit in there and listen to this. They were blaming me for being raped twice. You were not there when I fell apart. You were not there when the senior chief said to me, "We believe you, but there is nothing that we can do about this. Promise me that you will go to counseling." You were not there when the chief called me a liar and would not let me leave the ship to go to counseling. I had an appointment at the Rape Crisis Center and had the appointment card in my hand, and he still called me a liar. You were not there when I started to cut and burn my arm. You were not there when I started to have flashbacks and nightmares and wanted to kill myself. You were not there when Chief told me that I was fat and that I was nothing more than a walking mattress that deserved to be raped. You were not there on deployment when I had no one to talk to. You were not there when you were told you were going to talk to a male officer about being raped. You were not there when I told the chain of command there was no way in hell that I would talk to a man about being raped. You were not there when the chain of command would do nothing about my knee and call me a liar about that too. You were not there when the chain of command sent me to anger management classes with men that abused their wives. You were not there when I was discharged because I had gained weight because of post-traumatic stress and a problem with my knee. You were not there when I started going to the VA for therapy and fell apart during EMDR. You were not there when the bastard who raped me sent me an email straight up admitting to raping me and they still did nothing about it. You were not there when I got from the call from special agent saying, "We do not care what he admitted to. We have to investigate you and know who all you slept with and about any other sexual assaults." You were not there when I threw the phone across the room and fell apart. You were not there when that destroyed me and I wanted to die. You were not there when I was triggered by a way a woman came at me and I got into fight or flip freeze. You were not there when I lost my job because of post-traumatic stress. You were not there when I went to an extensive 15-day retreat center. You were not there when I cut my thighs over 40 times because I hated myself and wished that the bastard who had raped me had killed me. You were not there when I lost 3 jobs because of post-traumatic stress. You ignore what we survivors have told you over and over again, and you only listen to the damn brass that have everything to lose. Then you ignore survivors of university rape, childhood rape, and do nothing about human trafficking. You were not raped, so how in the hell do you know what it's like? How do you know what the chain of command does and does not do? You have not been raped, so shut up and listen to survivors that know firsthand what it's like to be raped, betrayed, thrown away, and have our lives destroyed. You have not been in my shoes, so sit down and shut the hell up and listen to what I have told you and what other survivors have told you. My life has changed forever. I cannot just forget it. I do not want to hear a damn thing from you until you know what it's like to be raped and have your life destroyed. You do not know what it's like to live with post-traumatic stress. You do not know what it's like to go through each and every day just to function. You have not had to pay thousands of dollars for therapy after you were raped. Why should I have to pay thousands of dollars for therapy when I did not rape myself?